This is VOA News via remote. I'm Carissa Melton. Myanmar's military seized control of the country on Monday under a state of emergency set to last 1 year and detained senior politicians, including the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. An announcement read on the military's Miawadi TV said the seizure was necessary because the government had not acted on claims of voter fraud in November elections. It said new elections would follow at the end of 1 year, with the military handing power to the winner. Soldiers were in the streets Monday of both the capital, Naypyidaw, and the largest city, Yangon. This according to multiple reports. Residents in Yangon lined up at ATMs to withdraw cash. Banks suspended services but said they would reopen on Tuesday. A spokesman for Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party said President Win Myint was among the others taken into custody early today. He said, quote, all the important people had been taken into custody, and he called the move a coup d'etat. A verified Facebook page for the NLD party later published a statement urging people not to accept a return to military dictatorship. U.S. President Joe Biden said in a statement Monday that the United States would immediately review sanctions laws and take appropriate action following the recent developments in Myanmar. He said the United States removed sanctions on Myanmar over the past decade, quote, based on progress toward democracy. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged Myanmar's military leadership to resolve any differences through peaceful dialogue, and the European Union, Britain, Australia, India, and Singapore all expressed their concerns about the situation in Myanmar as well. You can follow this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll from Sunday's assault on a hotel in Somalia's capital has risen to 15, with at least 20 others injured, according to a police spokesman and medical officials in Mogadishu. The dead include four assailants in addition to 11 victims, say security officials. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. A well-known top retired general, Mohammed Nur Galal, was killed, as well as more than one young couple on their honeymoon. The attack at one of Mogadishu's popular hotels, the Afrique Hotel, began with a car bomb explosion, and then Al-Shabaab gunmen dressed in Somali military uniforms stormed the building. The four Al-Shabaab assailants died when the security forces tried to flush the militants out of the building, this according to a police spokesman. Around midnight Sunday, Somalia's government announced its security forces had ended the seven-hour siege. Somalia's president and prime minister have both condemned the attack. So has the United Nations. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said the Biden administration is considering possible action against Russia. This comes a day after police used batons and tasers against protesters demanding the release of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny. In a TV interview aired on Monday, Blinken said he was deeply disturbed by what he called a violent crackdown. He also said China has acted egregiously to undermine Hong Kong, and he warned that Iran is months away from the ability to produce the material needed for a nuclear weapon. Russia's foreign ministry claimed that Washington backed the protests, calling it a gross intervention in Russia's affairs. In the interview, which was taped on Sunday, Blinken did not commit to specific sanctions against Moscow. He said he was reviewing a response to the actions against Navalny, as well as Russian election interference in 2020, the solar wind hack, and alleged bounties for U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. U.S. President Joe Biden is hosting 10 Republican senators for talks Monday about a new round of coronavirus economic relief. The U.S. leader and the lawmakers are far apart on how much should be spent. The Democratic president has proposed a $1.9 trillion package, while the Republicans are calling for a $618 billion deal. On Sunday, the group sent a letter to Biden urging him to negotiate on a new relief deal rather than try to get his plan approved solely with the votes of congressional Democrats. Ahead of the meeting, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters that while the president is willing to negotiate, he thinks the package size needs to be closer to his proposal than to the smaller amount. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.